You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting, all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips.
The most interesting thing in tech is what we're learning about the continued evolution of vaccine trials and the way we study potential treatments for coronavirus. So a whole bunch has changed in the way we do science right now for a couple of good reasons. Number one, we are more worried about the impact of coronavirus than we have been with any pandemic before. Obviously, the effects on the world have been more dramatic than anything that's happened in the past. So therefore, the need of a treatment or vaccine is higher. So that means we're willing to make more sacrifices. We're willing to speed things up, even at a certain cost. And then third, because of the global nature of this pandemic and the way it's spread, there are vulnerable populations that keep shifting, which means that the way you can do a test varies. Because you can test a whole lot of people in one country one day, and then a whole lot of people in another country another day. So those are the structural reasons why everybody is moving incredibly quickly for a vaccine and for a treatment, and why they're willing to rethink the way the process works. So some of the ideas for rethinking how the process works are something that's being carried out in Britain, which is having a whole series of treatments, I believe it's 7, tested at the same time. So you can take thousands of patients, and if they opt in, they are randomly assigned either treatment A with this drug, or treatment B with this drug, or treatment C with this drug. And because they're randomly assigned one of the treatments, you can compare the results for all 7 categories and see what does better. With the question of vaccines, there's a really smart idea where you can take a control group and use it to test against 5 different vaccines. So instead of having vaccine A test against control group, vaccine B test against control group, you test 5 of them against the same control group. Another idea that's been implemented is something like a vaccine tournament, where you have a bunch of vaccine candidates, potential vaccines, maybe you have 50. You can't really test all 50. So you start to test them almost like in a round robin format, where you set a marker and a challenge. You have a whole bunch of the vaccine candidates go in. Whichever one does better, you move to the next round, and so on. These are all smart ideas for using math to get us what we need more quickly. And one of the interesting questions that will come out of this is, how will science fundamentally change? Will the way we make vaccines change in the long run because of what we do now with coronavirus? Or when this is over, will we go back to the slower, maybe safer way we used to do it? All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.